Blog Talk Radio.
I can bring home the bacon, fry it up in a pan, and never let you forget who I am, 'cause I'm a woman. W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again. 'Cause I'm a woman. W-O-M-A-N. Welcome to Word of Mom Radio. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Word of Mom Radio. I know it's not the first Wednesday in the month, but it is Sneaky Mom Day here on Word of Mom Radio. And, you know, the life of a mompreneur and entrepreneur and business owner has been getting in the way of life. So Kaz happily and graciously switched to this week for me because I was traveling last week. But it's a special episode. This is her 24th episode. So it's, you know, we're marking 2 years that Kaz has been sharing such great information and so much fun with us here on Word of Mom Radio. And today, of course, will be no exception to that. So we are going to be talking about summer projects that keep kids learning throughout their time off from school. But you know what? They're still going to think they're having a good time. Because one of my favorite things about Kaz's show is that the things that she shares with us about what we can do with our kids are really fun things for parents. It's not just about the kids having fun. Parents get to have fun, too. So without further ado, Kaz, happy 24th episode.
Well, thank you, Dory. Hey, you know what? It is summer. And with the testing pressure that most students have these days, the kids absolutely need a summer break to be free from stress. Now, of course, as a sneaky mom, I have plenty of ideas to keep children learning while they think they're just playing. So today I'm going to provide a few ways to encourage kids to be active in areas which fascinate them. By doing that, they will continue to learn throughout their vacation time, but they're going to think they're having a lot of fun. And the key difference is that there is no pressure, no tests, no memorization, no homework, simply the joy of learning about stuff that they like. And children have interests in a variety of areas, so I've divided the activities into some of the categories from my Motherlode book, which has more than 5,000 ideas for toddlers through teens. So we're going to begin with active fun, since playing outdoors in the summer is natural. Playing ball is one of those things that entertains many, and it's a sneaky mom way to move kids away from a computer or TV screen to the outdoors where they can be with friends and develop athletic skills too. There are so many different ways to play ball. Let a child choose to play what interests them, whether it's baseball, basketball, football, golf, kickball, ping pong, soccer, tennis, or something else. If your child enjoys team sports, sign them up for a summer league if that's a possibility. There are also alternatives kids can enjoy on their own. Set up a tetherball for good times with friends who can join in the fun too. Even a collection of marbles can lead to developing skill and friendship in playing with others. Think about other outdoor activities for youngsters to enjoy. Fun can be had, including badminton, learning to toss a boomerang, throwing a frisbee, playing with a yo-yo, or even getting a kick out of hitting pine cones with a stick. Each one of these can develop skills as well as confidence in a child's physical abilities. There is plenty of summer fun and memory making in simple things like tossing water balloons, and that's a good way to cool off on a hot day too. Just be sure to dispose of all those balloon pieces immediately because they are choking hazards, not only for children but also for critters. Summertime is a time for being on the move outdoors. Active play for the backyard, a park, woods, or seashore, if those are nearby, can include simple things like taking a walk, running, hiking, climbing, jumping. And if it's too hot outside, younger kids might like to march, skip, or dance to music indoors. Hot summer days can be turned into cool fun with water play. There are plenty of ways to cool off and have a good time. All water activities that include pools, even wading pools or bathtubs, as well as lakes, rivers, creeks, or the ocean, require constant adult supervision, especially for younger children. And there are other ways to get wet and cool, too. You can give a kid a bucket and a very large paintbrush and let him or her paint the sidewalk, driveway, or other areas. The water changes the color of the concrete and makes it both a creative and interesting way to get cool. Turn a sprinkler on outdoors. Let a child or children run through the rain it makes. Have a wet sponge tossing game. Fill a bucket or two with water and let kids get sponges wet. Then the sponges can be tossed to one another at a target, such as another bucket, or whatever kids decide is fun. For a fishing game, you can cut fish shapes from colored craft foam, and a kid can add eyes and other features with waterproof markers. Float the fish in a container with water and make a game of catching them with a net. Other water activities include playing with boats. These might be toys or perhaps boats crafted by children. Using aluminum foil, pieces of wood, craft sticks, styrofoam, or other handy materials, see which boats float and which ones sink. Science is learned by observation. One of our kids' favorite things to do in the summer was to set up a tent in the backyard. I'll be honest, it was also my favorite summer activity as a kid. I practically lived in a tent when school was out. My original ones were made with blankets hung over a clothesline with rocks holding down the edges. It's one of those activities without an agenda. Play can include anything a child's imagination comes up with, and they love it. Through the years, we were all involved in scouting, and I often felt like we did live in a tent. Oh, how we love camping in the woods, pine forests, the desert, too. Nature is always amazing, and there are so many opportunities to teach children. Great memories can be made, and life skills can be taught. Spend time together and encourage sneaky mom learning about the outdoors and Mother Nature. Identify plants, trees, flowers, animals, bugs, birds, rocks, and more. A kid who can do that feels smart, and remembering the places they found things is usually special, too. If you take a child camping, fun and learning experience, teach outdoor skills appropriate for their abilities, discuss everything you see, hike a bit, sing while you walk, tell stories in the evening. If campfires are permitted, build them safely and watch kids around them. Make sure that the fire is completely out and cold to touch before going into your tent for the night. Teach a child to appreciate the beauty and even the fragility of nature. If indoor activities are preferred, give arts the whirl. There are countless possibilities for arts, crafts, music, theater, photography, and textile activities. The bonus is that a child can create something they like and say, "Look, I made this all by myself." And a note for parents, the response to comments like this should never be to tell them what they should have done or how they could have made it better. Find something to praise and whatever they are showing you. Lift them up, even if it's just to say, "I really like the color you chose." Drawing and painting are excellent ways for a child to express creativity. Make crayons, paints, colored pencils, chalk, or other materials available, along with plenty of paper or surfaces to decorate, such as paper plates, unpainted plaster or wooden items, empty cardboard boxes or other containers. Kids will often surprise you with their creativity and the amount of fun they can have with simple things. Try paper folding to make paper airplanes or origami animals. Paint with pieces of sponges or rubber stamp designs on paper. They can even paint with a straw. Place a blank piece of paper in a box and drop some paint on the paper. Different colors are fine. Use a straw and blow air on the paint to move it around and make it look pretty. Of course, salt dough is one of my favorites, and it can keep a child busy for hours. Craft kits are not required. The recipe is 1 cup of flour, 1 cup of salt, 1/2 cup to 3/4 cup of water, and 1 teaspoon of cooking oil. Mix to make a dough. Add water a little bit at a time and knead until it is pliable. This can be air-dried, baked in an oven to harden, or kept in the fridge for a couple of days for continued play. Hardened salt dough creations can be painted, too. Scrap crafts are usually pure delight. They don't have an agenda, and a child gets an extra boost of "look what I made all by myself" pride in the results. Paper plates can be turned into countless objects of art, from fans to butterflies to masks. Freeze water in an empty can and then let a child take a nail and a hammer and pound holes in the can. It can be random or in a design depending on the child's age, and adults should supervise the process. When the ice melts, pour the water out, let the can dry, and then place a votive candle in the bottom for a lovely lantern. Old socks make awesome hand puppets, especially when children design their own. There are countless materials we toss in the trash that make terrific supplies for kids' creativity. Think newspapers, all sorts of empty containers unless the original contents were toxic. Fabric scraps or pieces from fabric from old clothes, wooden scraps, string, paper plates, paper bags, toothpicks, wire hangers, used greeting cards. What can you do with this is probably my favorite question for a child of any age. It really is a sneaky mom question because there is no correct answer, and there are endless possibilities. That, dear mom, is the perfect way to play, and the result is often, "Look what I made. It was all my idea." It builds confidence, and we love to see that in our children. Musical fun has many possibilities that don't require a lot of parent time or even a real instrument. Here are some easy ways to make sounds. For little ones, a wooden spoon in an old pot can keep them busy and having a grand time for a while. It's okay to use earplugs, Mom. For kids old enough not to choke on small things, put some dried beans between two paper plates and staple the plates together to make a tambourine. A child can decorate the place with crayons or paint before adding the beans. Play some lively music and let kids shake the homemade instruments. A child can clap spoons together in time with the music. Even ringing bells is fun and easy, and you might want to hang on to those earplugs, Mom. Older children can make wind instruments by blowing air across the top of empty soda bottles or similar empty containers. Try lining up a few glasses of the same size and shape. Fill them with increasing amounts of water, and then show a kid how to wet their finger and run it around the top of the glass to make a noise. Each glass will have a different pitch depending on the amount of water. An older kid with an interest in music or sound might experiment enough to actually play a simple melody. Part of the fun will be that their friends will probably not know how to do this, so your kid can feel good about himself or herself. That really is encouraging for a youngster. Singing is fun for all ages. Do it together. Sing in the car. Sing for your supper. Let the kids bang blocks together. Play with whistles and other simple sound makers. It's not only fun, but as children grow, you can expand the possibilities to include singing in rounds, harmony, and so much more. Celebrate music. And don't forget dancing. Little ones love to move to music, and they are so precious to watch when they do. For older kids, encourage learning a variety of dance steps. It's also great exercise for fitness. Kids might even like performing gymnastics to music, and that increases the good times. And Dory, I'm going to take a commercial break now, and so if you're there, let's do that.
Great. Well, thanks, Cass. And I just want to say thanks to our sponsors today. So let's hear from Debbie and Alyssa over at If Not You, Who?
Do you ever think, what if I could change the world? When you hear a baby laugh, don't you wish you could keep this baby happy and make this world a better place, especially for children? With your help, it actually can happen. Join with us at ifnotyouwho.org and lend a hand so all children who enter kindergarten will know the skills, behavior, and attitudes ready to learn. This new, unique, and free website, ifnotyouwho.org, did the research to help any adult to make a difference. Just get involved with a child ages 3 to 5 for 5 to 15 minutes. We like fun and games and songs to help a child learn. You too? Join us and be a part of changing the world, one preschooler at a time, because if not you, who?
I love that commercial. It just always makes me laugh every time I hear that baby laugh. And our other sponsors, stadiumbags.com, we have officially launched on Amazon. It was our big news that we were getting ready to share that we are now an Amazon-sponsored product. So I advise you, visit our website at stadiumbags.com. If you Google it, it's actually going to give you related searches first, but you'll see stadiumbags.com. Click on that, or you can go to our Facebook page and then click on the link, and it will take you to our Amazon store. So we're encouraging our family and friends of Word of Mom Radio to do it that way, to build our ranking on Google. Because as you mompreneurs know out there, the more ways you can get people to funnel into your website and to do everything, the better it is for you in all the different areas. So it's really exciting to have our Family Choice Award-winning bags now up on Amazon as an Amazon-sponsored product. So a lot of hard work. That's why I tell you all the time, never give up on your dreams. So find us at stadiumbags.com, and you'll see why we're the clear choice for sports fans. So, Cass, we are back for more fun and summer learning.
We get to play again? Okay. I like
Yay!
All right. Children who are a little older can learn skills, like maybe sewing. And this could begin with drawing, putting drawings on pieces of cardboard and punching holes in them in various places. So a shoelace can be threaded through the holes. It's kind of a way to start. And these are sometimes available in craft or toy stores if you don't make your own. For slightly older kids, plastic needlepoint canvas and a large needle with yarn to all sorts of creativity. Provide several colors of yarn to make it more exciting. The big kids can sew with a needle and thread or yarn and make their own toys like beanbags to toss at a target. They can learn how to sew a button in place or repair a tear in their jeans. It feels great to be able to do something your friends can't do. And very few children learn skills of this kind any longer. Knowing how to do things like this is empowering for a child. If you have a camera a kid can use, show them how to make it work and let them take some pictures. They feel all grown up when they can do things like this. I still get a chuckle when I look at some of the first photographs I took as a kid. Older kids can take pictures and perhaps put prints in an album or on a bulletin board where they can enjoy them. As they grow, kids might experiment with lighting and staging and grasp how to improve pictures by adjusting settings. Younger children might play with a toy camera and just get the feel of it. Everyone can have fun looking at photographs. Of course, computers now can play quite a role in photo possibilities, and preteens and teens usually grasp these techniques much better than many adults. Science leads to all sorts of learning by playing possibilities. We used many of them with our children, as well as the rest of the neighborhood kids and many scouts who practically grew up at our house. Kids like to watch things grow. At various times, we had veggie gardens in our backyard. There's nothing quite like the excitement of watching things pop up out of the dirt, grow and flower, or produce something that's edible. It's one way we can also teach nurturing. Plants that don't get watered usually don't live, unless it's cactus in the Arizona desert. So the simple task of watering becomes an important responsibility for a child. When they do it successfully, they are really excited to prepare and eat the food they planted, nurtured, and grew, or to make a bouquet with flowers from their garden, terrarium, and watch plants grow in it. Cut a potato in half, scoop out a little, and put some dirt in each half of the potato. Plant some grass seeds and see if they'll grow. One of the lessons is that sometimes things grow, and sometimes they don't. And these are great life lessons that build genuine self-esteem. Taking care of pets is another activity that insists on taking responsibility for something living. Critters must be fed, messes must be cleaned, and they need time to exercise and play. Perhaps they need to be bathed. It's a way to initiate a sense of responsibility for a child. Adjust care involved to the child. Some jump right in and others are not ready to be too committed. Relationships between critters and kids can be priceless. Encourage youngsters to take responsibility, even if gradually, for another living creature. It is one of those lessons that usually pays off later in their lives. Let kids play with real tools. Look at things with a magnifying glass. Learn about the Earth and the cosmos. The possibilities are truly infinite. Explore science centers, movies, books, and other sources of information about outer space. Some is fact, some fiction, and much is really not known for sure. But all of it is usually exciting for children and for adults, too. Let kids launch their own model rockets. Play Let's Pretend Space Voyages in the living room or backyard. Look at maps of the known universe and pictures of actual planets and constellations. Older children might be interested in doing online research to see what really is happening in outer space. It's mind-boggling stuff. Knowing things like that contributes to a kid's mental picture of being intelligent, and that's a terrific self-image. Encourage it. Weather watching can be fascinating for kids. Sometimes it's hot and sunny, and they need sunglasses or even sunscreen to protect them. They can make shadows with their hands. Other times, the rain makes puddles and mud. Those are good times. Mud pies rule. Actually, unless, of course, they actually try to eat them. When storms bring lightning and thunder, some children are frightened and others are fascinated. Make sure they are in a safe location and take time to help them understand how and why those things happen. Begin with simple explanations and add more as they are old enough to grasp the concepts. Kids can make a rain gauge to measure the amount of water that comes from the clouds during a storm. They might also create a wind chime and listen to its music when the wind is playing a tune. Then there are rocks. For whatever reason, our kids had a real fascination with rocks, shells, fossils, and minerals. I'm surprised our house didn't just sink into the earth from all the extra weight. Oh, how we learned. We still have boxes of rocks, and I like them so much there are baskets of rocks and fossils decorating our house. The fossils are my favorite. Most of ours are from the Mogollon Rim in Arizona, which is over 5,000 feet in elevation. But millions of years ago, it was the bottom of an ancient ocean. These fossils of ancient sea creatures are somewhat similar to those seashells we collect today. Kids are often fond of panning for gold. There is real gold in these mountains in Arizona, but we've had fun by spray painting rocks gold and putting them in sand and water and letting kids pan for their own gold nuggets. The interesting thing to me is that real gold doesn't look all shiny. It's very dark color. Those shiny flakes that many people think are gold, those are really iron pyrite, which is also called fool's gold. Discover cultures that are different from your own. One of the ways we did this was to prepare special dinners with foods, games, and even decorations from other countries or cultures. Our kids did much of the research and broadened their horizons. We've made memories of those events we shared. Foods were prepared from recipes we found, and often tasting things that were new to us. Some we liked, and others, not so much. But it was all fascinating and full of sneaky mom education. We made German gingerbread, flew Chinese kites, and made our own ancient, quote, pottery with salt dough. Listened to music from other countries, made papier-mâché piñatas, and did crafts and activities from so many places. We even learned a few words and languages that were unfamiliar to us. It was fascinating. Science experiments can be a blast. Well, hopefully only if you are launching model rockets. Be safe. And monitor stuff with kids. Keeping them safe is a top priority. There are many kitchen science experiments that fascinate children. Some are simple. You can take a cotton swab and dip it in lemon juice and then use it to write or draw something on a sheet of white paper. Then if you place the paper very close to a light bulb that is turned on, the heat from the light bulb will cook the lemon juice and you'll be able to read what was written there. How about that? In fact, many magic tricks are based on science. Both of our sons performed as magicians, and knowing how tricks worked gave them confidence. It also taught them about science at times. There are many experiments kids can do. Be sure to oversee the fun and keep them safe. Invite children to explore mechanical things. What makes stuff work, fly, go forward, backward, make a noise, climb, or do other things? Ask questions. How can you make something move with the air that is escaping from a balloon? It's possible. There are so many things that they can do. Learn how to use an inclined plane, a pulley, a lever, a wheel, and an axle, all kinds of tools, and discover the best ways to make them work efficiently. Look up. Help kids learn to identify constellations and visible planets. If possible, look at the moon through a telescope. Get a good look at the details, too. Kids can write. If a child writes a story, a play, a song, or a whole about something they enjoy, it's a kick. You can scan a kid's artwork, type their story on a computer, and set it up so the pages work. Make copies of them and have them bound together. These make terrific gifts for family members, and kids love to see their work in print. It's a real motivator. I know. I have published hundreds of books for kids in after-school classes, and each one of them was thrilled to see their work and drawings in printed form. Most kids like to collect stuff, and we can guide them to discover fascinating information about the things they enjoy. Invite a kid to help in the kitchen. Learning to cook is a skill that will benefit them for a lifetime, and preparing foods that are healthy is even better. Start in small ways when a child is young and gradually add new activities to their I can do it list. Make baking fun for special holidays and let a kid be part of that adventure. Memories are made of special times when a kid feels like they are really part of family and included in the action. I could go on for hours. I'm sure Dory knows that. But moms usually have a pretty good idea about the things that interest their kids. As a kid, ask a kid for a list of 10 things they would like to do good times and happy memories. All right, Dory, it's back to you. Okay, is Dory there? Doesn't sound like she is. I just keep...
No, I'm here. You know what?
You're
mute
here.
Is a horrible thing. And it wouldn't let me unmute. I mute because I'm, you know, doggies, cats, people, you know how it is. So,
yes.
So go ahead. Sorry, I'm here.
Okay, you're there. Well, I'm finished. So it's time for you to wrap things up and have a little bit of fun yourself.
So, well, we are wrapping up. And you know what? The summer is here. Traveling is happening. So we're going to be sharing a bunch of already done episodes because we have great guests and great information. And I just love the fact that we can do that. So, Cass, thank you. Next up for you next month, we are going to be sharing one of your past shows. Do you know which one we're sharing?
Yes, it'll be Create a Repertoire of I Can Do That Experiences with a Sneaky Mom.
Oh, I love that show. That was such a fun one.
They're all fun. Come on.
They are all fun. I'm serious. I did some of your experiments. So,
oh, did you?
You know. Oh, yes.
Did they work?
I did. Yes, all of them.
Cool.
You know, not only are they fun, but they actually do work. So, well, for all of you tuning in, you know, thank you so much for being here with us week after week. And thank goodness for archives, because even though we're not here live, we're still always here. And that's always a great thing. So I encourage you, go visit Cass at everythingfamily.net. You can't even imagine. Get her Mother Load book. It is the best. It will carry you from infancy to high school with great things to do with your kids. So really, you know, zap the resources that she has for you, because you can't imagine everything that she will help you with and the creative ways, although you know because you listen to the show, all the creative ways that Cass has to encourage kids to play while they're learning or learn while they're playing, however you'd like to look at it, that's what they're doing. So until next time, this is Dory DiCarlo. Cass, thank you so much. Have a great rest of your summer. And for all of you out there, thanks for tuning in. Please visit our sponsors at wordofmomradio.com. Meet all of them. And, you know, get out there and get your stadium bag. Stadiumbag.com. It's the clear choice for, and I kind of want to go dot, 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 because there's so many uses for them. We can't, I hate to just say sports fans, but I am one, so I can't help it. So for all of you out there, thanks again for being with us, and go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.